Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, December 30th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, Ford has once again signaled its continued commitment to supporting CarPlay. Speaking at a conference this month, Ford CFO Sherry House confirmed that the company is passionate about giving drivers the option to use CarPlay alongside other in-car systems. House's comments came at the 2025 Barclays Global Auto and Mobility Tech Conference when asked about Ford's technology roadmap. She said, quote, I'm passionate about we're going to also give customers the choice as it relates to Apple CarPlay. We think that this is a product that our customers really enjoy, so we're going to continue to allow them to have access to that. We're also going to bring in Google Gemini in 2026 as soon as that's available. We're also going to continue to develop native apps that are going to enable us to get deeply connected with our customers. So what you're seeing is this combination of bringing in the best from the outside and complementing it with what we know about our customer base, complementing it with native apps, and bringing all of that together across the entire portfolio of products. End quote. Several years ago, an automaker executive reaffirming a commitment to a feature they've supported for years wouldn't make the news. But nowadays, an automaker signaling they continue to support CarPlay comes as a breath of fresh air, thanks to GM's decision to drop the platform altogether. But while Ford is committed to CarPlay, whether or not it will support CarPlay Ultra remains to be seen. While Apple has touted Ford as a CarPlay Ultra partner, Ford CEO Jim Farley recently said that he didn't like the quote-unquote execution of the first version of CarPlay Ultra. Farley, however, also said that he's spoken to Tim Cook many times about his thoughts on this, signaling a strong relationship going forward. And finally, there might be another big shoe to drop in the CarPlay world, as Bloomberg recently reported in November that Tesla is actively developing CarPlay support and could roll it out in the coming months. This would be a huge shift in strategy by the world's leading EV maker, and it could put pressure on the likes of GM and Rivian as well. Next up today, speaking of Tesla, according to code hidden in the latest version of the Tesla app, Tesla is working on expanded phone key support. This could include support for Apple's first-party car key feature in Apple Wallet. According to a report from notateslaapp.com, the initial implementation of the feature appears to be specifically targeting the Chinese market, leveraging Huawei's Harmony OS ecosystem, but native iPhone support could be next. It's common for Tesla to first launch new features in China before rolling them out to other markets. The report suggests that this could hint that Tesla plans to add native support for Apple and Android in the future. Currently, Tesla owners can use their iPhone and Apple Watch for keys for their cars using only the Tesla app itself. Adding support for Apple's car key platform would enable new features like the ability to lock, start, and stop their cars from the Wallet app. Features like ultra-wideband, tap to unlock, and NFC access could also work without the Tesla app running in the background. The Wallet app also supports sharing car keys using things like messages, mail, and AirDrop. The car key platform also works even after your iPhone dies, so you can use your iPhone as a key to your car up to 5 hours after it dies. Rivian recently rolled out Apple car key support for the second generation R1T and R1S via a software update. And again, with Tesla also reportedly working on CarPlay, it seems like the company is making a concerted effort to adopt more Apple-focused features as it looks to kickstart its sales in 2026. We are sponsored this week by Roborock, makers of award-winning robot vacuums designed to keep your home effortlessly clean. And right now, during a limited time sale, Roborock is offering up to 50% off their flagship vacuums. Roborock has a model for every home and every lifestyle. There's the Saros 10R, which delivers powerful performance and intelligent navigation at an incredible value. The Q10 S5 Plus, which offers auto-emptying convenience with next-level suction, and so much more. Head to Roborock.com to shop and save up to 50% today. Don't miss these exclusive, limited-time savings, including deals on Roborock's latest models. My thanks to Roborock for their support of the show. Running out today, next year's iPhone 18 lineup will bring a brand new foldable option, which we've talked about a number of times, but the most popular models will no doubt be the iPhone 18 Pro and Pro Max. So here are six new features rumored for the iPhone 18 Pro. The phones are expected to retain the same basic sizes as this year's models, but with three notable design changes. A smaller dynamic island, thanks to Face ID components moving under the display. A unified design on the back, replacing the iPhone 17 Pro's two-tone rear design with something more consistent. And new color options. Every year, the iPhone gets a brand new chip, and the A20 Pro chip for the iPhone 18 Pro is expected to be an especially big leap forward. A20 Pro will be Apple's first chip built with a 2-nanometer process. It will also use a new wafer-level multi-chip module packaging technology. In essence, both of those changes will improve not only performance, but also efficiency. Camera improvements are also set for the iPhone 18 Pro, and we're expecting a variable aperture main camera for the first time that offers greater depth of field control in photos. This would let you have a shallow depth of field when you want to isolate the subject from the background, a medium depth of field when you want isolation while ensuring the background is still recognizable, or a deeper depth of field when you want everything in the shot to be in focus. iPhone 18 Pro Max is also expected to be thicker and heavier than its predecessor, leading to better battery life. Apple is also working on a new version of the camera control button for iPhone 18 Pro, with a more scaled back set of features. The camera control has been criticized for being too complex and prone to accidental input, so Apple is reportedly updating it with a scaled back version that removes the touch-sensitive components to make for an overall more user-friendly experience. And finally, Apple is planning to use its own C2 cellular modem in the iPhone 18 Pro. This would replace the Qualcomm chip currently used in the Pro and Pro Max phones and signal Apple's biggest step yet towards ditching Qualcomm as a partner altogether. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.